Barry raised the question in an essay he wrote some time ago. If you had been living in Jesus' time and you had heard the voice of the Good Shepherd, would that have inspired you to follow him? If you'd actually heard the shepherd, would you have come after him or ignored him or run the other direction? Barry says, to be an honest taker of the test, you have to try and forget that you have read the Gospels and that Jesus has been a big name for 2,000 years. Imagine you're walking through town and you come by the courthouse and you see a crowd gathered around someone who's speaking. Let's call him Joe Green. And so you stop and listen. And you soon realize that Joe Green is saying some scandalous things. They are completely at odds with the premises of the world in which you live. Joe Green is saying things like, don't resist evil. If somebody slaps you on the right cheek, turn the left one in his way. Love your enemies. Where people curse you, bless them. Where people hate you, treat them kindly. When people mistrust you, pray for them. This Joe Green is saying the exact opposite of what's become conventional wisdom. And conventional wisdom that says, me first, us first, my family, my tribe, my religion, my nation first. It's up to your neighbor to fend for himself, the conventional wisdom says, especially if she or he is poor or elderly or in a refugee camp or blind with a pre-existing condition. Joe Green says loudly and clearly, love your neighbor as if her predicament was yours, as if his condition was your affliction. The shepherd leads us to life with these words too, and they look a lot different from the road that we're traveling. Abundant life, according to Jesus' standards, is really the opposite of how abundant life gets defined by contemporary criteria. We link abundance with affluence, success, winning, bountiful blessings, thrilling experiences. I did a Google search for life abundant, and I came across this picture with the Bible verse and someone who's really having a great day, jumping through the sunset, living the abundant life. But abundant life, according to Jesus, means provision and protection and presence. It's really that simple. It's having your needs met. It's knowing that you will be safe and sound. And it's trusting that you will never be alone. That's the gift that Jesus gave to the blind man who was alone, who hadn't had his needs met. It's the life described in Psalm 23. Abundant life is provision and protection and presence. The Lord is my shepherd. I don't need anything else. David begins his psalm, and then it sounds this way in the Message. You have bedded me down in lush meadows. You find me quiet places to drink from. True to your word, you let me catch my breath. In other words, you give me food and drink and rest, basic provisions. It is enough. Though we wonder even in the church if it's enough. I've had more than one conversations with people who say, you know, something must be missing because I'm not experiencing Jesus like this. Every day is not like this. I'm not sure what's wrong. Abundant life must mean I'm jumping for joy into the sunset or sunrise. A fellow pastor tweeted this week, a consumer church tries to take your breath away with a sensational and the spectacular and a thick menu of opportunities. But a communal church seeks to help you catch your breath instead of take it away. The Good Shepherd provides us with the things that we need. The Message continues, even when the way goes through Death Valley, I'm not afraid when you walk at my side. Your trusty shepherd's crook makes me feel secure. Here is hope that in this side of Jesus' empty tomb, the Good Shepherd comes to us, even through death. Even death cannot get between God and us. The shepherd comes to assure us that not even death can sink its claws into us and end our lives. The shepherd is stronger than that. And finally, the shepherd who calls us, who leads us to life, promises that your beauty and love chase after me every day of my existence. until I'm back home with God in the house of God for the rest of my life. Or as he says at the end of Matthew's gospel, remember that I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Abundant life includes his presence experienced with others, not just me and God on some spiritual high, but experienced with others. And I would add to this provision, protection, and presence that abundant life is finally sharing it with those who have, it's not accumulating more of those things for ourselves. Abundant life comes as we share it with those who don't have it yet or don't know it yet. I didn't know it back then, and I didn't appreciate it all that much. But that shepherd who called me out of my game of escape convicts to supper was showing me the life that the shepherd leads us towards, abundant life. Provision of food and shelter and a place to rest. Protection in the form of my parents' strong love. And the presence of that love experienced together around a table with prayer and food. That is abundant living. And it is the kind of living that we hope to lead others towards by following the shepherd here in this community. We hope that you more and more become familiar with the shepherd's voice in the provision of food and drink and, not to take your breath away, but rest for your soul. In the protection from anything that would define you by less than God's love. We want to protect you from that, those voices that say, you're really not much, you know. And finally, to gather you to follow the shepherd into the presence of imperfect, forgiven people who are trusting together that the invitation of the one who calls himself the good shepherd is the way that leads to life. Amen.